Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Everybody's going to Las Vegas to perform, and we've got someone else who's taking up residency there. Good morning, Dean.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, I'm super excited about this. I would guess, you know, if I don't mind spending something like $5,000 to $1,000 for a ticket to see Adele when she starts her Las Vegas residency January 21st of next year. It's going to be January to April. It's going to be weekends only. It's actually even called Weekends with Adele, where she'll be doing a couple of shows on the weekends at the Coliseum at Caesars in Vegas. So tickets for that are ticket information is going on sale this actually today. Tickets went on pre-sales went on sale today through Ticketmaster for verified fans. You got to like pre-register. It's a whole big deal. It's actually easier to get a mortgage for a new home than it is to get tickets for
you know
these Ticketmaster verified shows.
A lot of people are going to be checking it out on the heels of that CBS special.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah. I have no doubt. And, you know, the Coliseum, while it's like 4,000 people, really is not that big. I mean, that's about the Chicago theater size. And when you consider that Adele was doing arena shows, Soldier Field, Wembley Stadium, I mean, these gigantic, gigantic shows. You know, it's going to be a nice venue for that. It is going to be incredibly expensive. But for the kind of show that Adele does, where there's a lot of, you know, banter with the audience and stories and things like that, it's relatively intimate for a star like Adele.
So right.
January through April.
And as for the Foo Fighters, they've canceled another concert, haven't they?
They have. A lot of stars, you know, are saying that they won't go someplace if there are vaccination requirements. Completely opposite with the Foo Fighters, or as somebody I know over the weekend called them, the Foo Foo Fighters, which I kind of like the ring to that.
So that's not right.
I may start calling them that just because I think it's kind of funny. They were supposed to play Minneapolis's Huntington Bank Arena, a little bit like the United Center, but the venue and the band could not come to terms on COVID-19 safety measures. The band wants every precaution possible. They said, we encourage people to get vaccinated and to wear a mask in large crowds. That apparently is not the policy of this particular arena. And they, quote, declined to change their existing protocols for large events. And so the Foo Fighters said, do it without us.
Broadway in Chicago opening up again, and Wicked's coming back, isn't it?
Yeah, this is a pretty big deal. I mean, we already have Paradise Square, which is at the Nederlander Theater right now. We've got Frozen, which is at the Cadillac Palace Theater right now. Other Broadway in Chicago shows are open, and one of the biggest pieces of news to come out is that Wicked is returning to Chicago. It's not going to be until next year, but truly one of the most popular you know, musicals of all time will be making its return to the Chicago theater. So we're going to look forward to that.
Did Alec Baldwin already do this interview on ABC, Dean?
I believe that he did. It's an interview just announced this morning that will be with George Stephanopoulos on ABC tomorrow night. It is his first one-on-one sit-down interview since the events that took place on the set of the movie Rust in October, and in which he fired a gun that he believed to be filled with blanks that was not, that killed the cinematographer and wounded the director of the movie. George Stephanopoulos is saying, I've done thousands of interviews in the last 20 years. This was the most intense that I've ever experienced. so raw, as you can imagine. He's devastated, but was also very candid and very forthcoming. So that's all that we know about the interview right now. It'll be on 7 o'clock tomorrow night on ABC, and then after that, it'll be streaming on Hulu if you don't catch the first broadcast of that.
The Jussie Smollett trial is getting pretty interesting, isn't it? Day two with the texts was interesting, to say the least.
Yeah, very, very, very interesting. An eight-hour questioning of the lead investigator, the Chicago police investigator that was heading up this case yesterday, Detective Michael Thies. A second veteran police officer also testified. We learned that 24 officers were working on the case. 3,000 staff hours were spent on the investigation. They went through 1,500 hours of video footage. And the detective said that, you know, they determined through their investigation that all of this was a staged setup of the hate crime that Jussie Smollett alleged happened to him, an alleged hate crime. So we will, you know, the trial continues today. It's expected to go on all week. You know, we'll see what happens today.
I looked up on the monitor a little while ago and saw your interview on WGN-TV with Mariah Carey, who certainly looked festive, didn't she?
Didn't you think I looked festive also?
I didn't notice you.
What? Wait a minute. I was wearing a Santa hat to try to match the spirit.
I was distracted.
And all I learned from that was when you're in a shot with Mariah Carey, don't try to do anything. You are never going. It's like you're not even there. It's like I put an invisibility cloak
right
on me. But we had a nice chat. She's got a new Apple TV Plus Christmas special, which will debut on Friday. In which she sings lots of new songs. She's got special guests. She's got her kids, her twins on the show, who also perform, as you might guess, also very talented. She sings lots of her classic songs, including All I Want for Christmas Is You, which if you look at, you know, just about any chart, sales charts, you look at the charts for, you know, where people are listening to Christmas music, both streaming and on the radio, the number one song across the board is Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You. It is clearly one of the most popular Christmas songs of all time. So one of the questions I put to her was if she even thought that could happen when she originally recorded the song back in the mid-90s.
No, I didn't. When I first wrote All I Want for Christmas Is You, I was like, I don't know, this is kind of early in my career to be writing Christmas music and recording a Christmas album. Like, I had my doubts about it, and then I just thought, well, I really do genuinely love the holidays, so let me just put all the things I always thought about as a kid growing up, like, into this song and treat it in terms of, like, production wise as you know, something that doesn't feel like one specific era, you know what I mean? But I'm thankful. I really am. I really do love Christmas so much.
You probably heard about that bar in Texas had the rule that if somebody wanted to play your song on their jukebox, mm-hmm. it was going to be skipped until after Thanksgiving. They right. kind of felt the same way. So
then at that point, they only were going to play it one time. Whatever. My cousin went in there and took a picture with the sign and put his middle finger in the picture. So that made me happy. I just saw this video, and it was done less than a week ago. And it was a club, and it was like a young club, like playing all other kinds of like whatever music they were playing. And then the DJ plays All I Want for Christmas Is You, and everybody is jumping up and down, screaming, singing the lyrics. The DJ drops it out at the All I Want, and they're all singing so loud. It made me so happy. I was like, yeah. This is the point of it. It's not because I'm trying to win any battles or be like, oh yay me, I run things or whatever, Christmas, la la la. No, I actually love it, and it makes me so happy to see people enjoying it. That's
how we are on our show. When, you know, if there's a story or something and we play a clip of the song. Everybody on the set's dancing. We're having fun, except like one guy who's just a big old Scrooge.
Yeah, get the Scrooge out of here. But I mean, there's a place for them. They could be Scrooges, just not near me.
Mention the name of the Scrooge on our
God, come on, just give their initials.
TV morning news. I'll just tell you that it rhymes with Mary Schmodash.
Okay, got it.
That's
thank
all
you.
I'll say.
All right,
that's
Dean.
That's all I'll say.
Talk to you tomorrow.
See you.